But they'd start a week before Christmas, and along about Christmas time, boom, 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 boom. It was just the same.
Well, when did people stop selling firecrackers?
Oh, well, of course, Georgia has passed a law on it now.
Yeah, I know.
And of course, they started making them a lot smaller, and then they have these sparklers and other things. I one of these big things, it's been, I would say, 50 years since they had the 12. They got them down to about 4 inches, 4 and 5 inches. You used to could buy them like that, but those enormous ones, it's been over 50 years.
Every now and then.
And then the wedding, they'll have a wedding, or get together. Wouldn't you call that a charivari? Are you familiar with
that
word?
I've heard the term, but I've...
Charivari.
Never when I was growing up did I hear it.
Well, that's a... Forget that word there. That's when people make merry, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, is that the same kind of thing as a serenade?
Well, I think it would... Well, a charivari could not necessarily be a wedding. A serenade is for the wedding, but charivari is to get together and...
Have a good time?
Yeah.
Well, now, do people have these in Darien? Is this a local one?
Oh, they don't have them now. I haven't known of one, and as to say, it's been 50 years.
But they used to have them.
Oh, yes, yes. Uh-huh. Serenade the couple. Shoot firecrackers and throw bricks up against the house and raise the devil.
Darien must have been pretty rough back in the day.
Well, it was in the way and all, I guess, I reckon, yes. And I was around quite a bit because my father had the meat market uptown. And my mother died and I was uptown quite when I was a little boy. In fact, I tell people I was working ever since 1906, I was toting meat all over there.
Good gracious, well, if you were
born in
1900
then
you
started
working
at a pretty young age. A little boy, a very small boy, I really was. Because I remember when Georgia went dry in it was January 1908, I took the 2 gallon jug for our cook down to the bar room and got our 2 gallons of whiskey. I was big enough to do that. You know, they were giving it away. They just had the barrel.
Oh, gracious.
And I don't know, when Hoke Smith made his disfranchisement speech in, I think in 1908, he told the darkies he was going to disfranchise them. You know, see the darkies with the vote here and all. Of course, I can remember a lot of things from mine.
You know, it really must have been fascinating to be born in 1900 and see all the changes that have taken place.
Well, it would in a way. Of course, we had a very quiet place, you know, in a way, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, with railroads
and
then the airplanes and now going to the moon.
Well, it's like my uncle passed on a few years back. He said he was ready to go. He said he'd seen more things that happened in his lifetime than from the time of Noah, just the way he said it. He's just pretty good. Of course, we have seen the trip to the moon, though. But anyway, be thankful. I'm thankful for one thing now because business is so much harder now, you know.
You mean
how
to get started?
Well, I mean, it seems, well, now, of course, a lot of you people that get these, look, I'm not going to catalog you. People get in schools or other things, kind of easy things, but business is tougher and tougher. You know,
mm-hmm.
the younger people,
mm-hmm.
they have it. They demand an industry and all like that. Seem like they demand more of them and all. It's a hard pull, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this for me is to say, in a way, I always work for myself, and it's quite a free feeling in a way, you know,
mm-hmm.
I never worked for anybody. In other words, with the golf
people. Yeah, that must be a good feeling.
Well, with the golf people, I don't even work for them. I'm their commission agent, but I'm not an employee of them, you see, you know, and you have a little more freedom in a way, you feel it, but I know, do know now, and well, even, you know, of course, even in the school teaching profession, there's always a little jealousy. It's in anything, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's in, well, of course, I guess I had it politics, but I just ignored it. I just, you know. And of course, at one time here in a small county like this, we didn't have a lot of material. We don't have a lot of material now to be for the. Let's don't talk about Darien. Gosh.
Well,
Darien's been up and down, but I mean, your material is lacking. In fact, you know, you the fellas on the Board of Education and the County Commission. And I'll tell you another thing is, men with backbone are damn scarce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're scarce anyways you go, men with backbone.
Well, that's
scarce.
Certainly true.
Yeah.